This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Tribes opposed to the proposed Donlin Gold Mine won a significant victory on Wednesday. At the Association of Village Council Presidents annual convention in Bethel, delegates from 56 tribes overwhelmingly voted to oppose the mine. The room was tense. A resolution seeking to withdraw AVCP's 2006 resolution supporting the proposed Donlin Gold Mine had popped up on the projector screen on the wall. Henry Hunter Sr. is the chair of the Aruchikahimut Native Council of Bethel and its AVCP delegate. He introduced the resolution. Hunter says back in 2006, many tribes didn't understand the possible environmental risks.
A lot of the delegates didn't understand, you know, the consequences of the possibility of, you know, something occurring to that tailing dam that they have.
Hunter says this year, tribes came armed with more information about the risks of the proposed mine. Donlin has to build a dam that would hold its mine waste forever. Hunter says one of the biggest concerns is what would happen to the Kuskokwim River should the dam collapse. The company says they plan to build the mine as safely as possible. After the resolution was introduced, Wayne Morgan, ANIAC's delegate, asked to table it, which would have put it on hold for at least another year. AVCP is a tribal consortium that represents 56 tribes and 48 villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Last year, AVCP tabled two anti-Donlin resolutions because they weren't submitted on deadline. ONC tribal member Gloria Simeon says that moment shamed her.
So we had to spend a year with ONC planning to make sure that what we were doing wasn't going to get knocked out by somebody's standing on procedure.
But this year, the delegates passed the resolution withdrawing AVCP's support and another resolution from Quinnahock opposing the mine. Both resolutions will be sent to the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in October. After the vote, Gloria Simeon walked out of the room trembling. People hugged each other.
It surprised me that it was so supported to pull and then to say to the world, we are against Donlin. That's the power of our tribes speaking. That's true leadership.
Devron Hellings from Napaimute opposed both resolutions. Napaimute and ANIAC are two of the villages closest to the proposed mine site, which would be built more than 140 miles up the river from Bethel. She thinks the mine can bring much-needed jobs to the region. And Hellings says she trusts the proposals Donlin has laid out on how it plans to build its mine.
Donlin Gold have demonstrated that they care about the people of the of Western Alaska. They care about the culture. They know the reliance on subsistence. And we believe that they're going to do what they say that they will do.
Helling says that the new resolution opposing the mine doesn't have as much of an impact since AVCP is, quote, a social service entity.
The action in this regard by the body, I can't say holds as much weight as the decisions by individual tribes.
She says that the tribes hold the government-to-government relationship with the Donlin Project that AVCP does not. Darren Cleveland is the president of Quinnahock's Native Tribal Council, which supported ONC's efforts in opposing Donlin at the AVCP convention.
Each village needs to state where they stand. Are they for it or are they against it? It's no time to stand neutral. We have to hear everyone's voice.
But how the delegates voted on the resolutions this year do show that Donlin Gold has lost significant support from tribes in the region. In a two-page statement to KYUK, Donlin Gold laid out its efforts to meet with the 56 YK Delta tribes to hear their concerns over the past two decades. It says, quote, "We are disappointed that the delegates at the convention of the Association of Village Council Presidents, a group we have long admired and supported, chose to oppose further development and the future operations of Donlin Gold, including its own comprehensive economic development strategy. We do, however, stand ready to address any and all concerns the convention delegates raised and work toward agreeable solutions," unquote. The Calista Corporation, which owns the mineral rights, says it will continue to work with shareholders to build support for the project. Tisha Kunz is the interim vice president of Lands and Natural Resource Development.
Chilisa Corporation respects the delegates at the 2019 ABCP convention. We also respect that a key component of both ANCSA and ANILCA is resource development.
Donlin is still gathering state permits and completing its dam safety certification. However, it's unclear when the company plans to start mining. And finally, running water is coming to Lower Kalskag, a village where only part of the town has had it until now. It's provided a way to compare how a home changes with running water. KYUK's Greg Kim was in Lower Kalskag to find out.
All right, we're just about ready to turn it on here in just a few minutes.
That's the sound of a one-room home transforming into a two-room home. Artie Kamroff now has a bathroom with a sink and a flushing toilet.
Woohoo! I got a toilet!
Artie's four-year-old daughter giggles and squirms in her dad's arms.
You're happy daddy got water? Yeah.
For years, Artie's hauled drinking water into his home and human waste out. Many houses in Lower Kalskag have been hooked up to water and sewer for over a decade, while others have not. Mayor Walter Morgan says there's a simple explanation.
They weren't hooked up because we didn't have the money or resources, you know, to do it.
The community started working on this project 12 years ago. It took 6 years to get the funding and another six to design and build the new system. Once they're done, all the homes in Lower Kalskag will have piped water and sewer. Those that have been living without running water could fetch it from the water plant. But more often, there was a family member with running water closer.
We have a little trail from my house to my mom's that we made, and we'd have to go back and forth to get water, to do laundry.
That's Roseanne Savage. Her home doesn't have running water yet. So every other day, she sends one of her kids down that little trail to her mom's house with two buckets.
Some kids come and pack water if they're not lazy.
Roseanne's mom, Rita, says she can't wait for her daughter and family to get running water for themselves.
They're drinking dirty water, and you know, I think of their health too. Easter worried me a lot.
It's hard to drink out of a bucket that's in the floor. You know, you don't know what falls in it. And honey buckets, too, you know, they spill in the house when you're bringing them out. It's just not clean.
Mayor Walter Morgan noticed kids and families with running water get sick less often.
I'm not a doctor, but I see that.
Studies have proven that running water improves people's health. But what else changes when you have running water? Artie Kamroff says he used to spend an hour every day hauling water and honey buckets back and forth. In the winter, when buckets froze to lids, it would take longer.
What are you going to do with that extra time?
Watch movies, take a shower, go get wood, listen to my woman. I don't know.
For many people, like Mayor Walter Morgan, who doesn't haul water anymore, the free time they have now versus when they were kids is substantial, especially in the winter.
When you wanted to get water, man, you had an ice pick for 2-3 hours because the ice was over 6 feet thick. You know, that's how I grew up. Right now, I think the kids are spoiled.
He worries sometimes that they won't learn hard work like he did. But he's going to teach them by taking them hunting and fishing.
You can't put something in the microwave. You gotta catch it, kill it, clean it, and cook it. You know, it's tough. You know, then they, you know, seem to appreciate running water and toilets when they come home like everybody else does.
The mayor is eager for the entire town to have running water. He knows their community health will improve, and he believes people will spend the extra time on whatever makes them happiest. for Walter, that's spending the last few days of moose hunting season out on the tundra. In Lower Kalskag, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukton News coming up.